I just want to draw your attention to the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation and the controversy around that. Remember, of course, that the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation was set up by Israel and by the United States for precisely the reason I gave, and that was to try and bypass Hamas controlling the distribution of aid in Gaza. But now it seems as if Hamas is making sure that the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation doesn't manage in its work. And we are receiving new reports that U.S. contractors who have been guarding this Gaza Humanitarian Foundation aid sites have used live fire, stun grenades, and pepper spray on civilians seeking food. And that has resulted in hundreds of injuries and deaths. Well, to discuss this further and whether or not the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation is achieving its goals is Anne Herzberg, who will be a familiar name to all of you. She is the legal advisor of the NGO Monitor based in Jerusalem. And thanks so much for joining us on the line. What do you make of these reports that the U.S. contractors who are guarding the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, that they were the ones responsible for using live fire, stun grenades and pepper spray on civilians seeking food?
I think these allegations have become outrageous. They're not confirmed. These are claims from Hamas that is trying, you know, their last-ditch efforts to maintain control over humanitarian aid in Gaza and how food is distributed there.
But how did the people die? I mean, you know, sorry to interrupt you, but a lot of people have died. So who's responsible?
I'm not sure that's actually been confirmed. I know there have been some deaths that have been occurring, not at the distribution sites, but near the distribution sites. But that's because there has been some engagements between the IDF and Hamas members. Mm. But there's no proven reports that there's deliberate fire taking place, live fire on Gazans coming to collect food. These are all unconfirmed reports. And so I think that's what's highly disturbing here.
It's hard to know what's going on the ground. I mean, I'm asking you questions based on the reports I see in the media. I'm not in Gaza. I'm not on the ground. So, you know, if the reports are not factual to begin with, we just perpetuate them. And I think you're right. I did see that there hasn't been video made available yet, and they're still trying to assess from video what actually went wrong. But I do know, again, reports suggest that Hamas is warning Palestinians against cooperating with this U.S.-Israeli-backed Gaza Humanitarian Foundation. They say it's a threat to safety. Forget what they say. If the locals in Gaza are not cooperating with this initiative, how is aid ever going to be distributed in Gaza?
Well, I don't think that that's true, that they're not cooperating with the aid. I think we do see video footage, and every day, tens of thousands of packages of food are distributed. So again, what is going on here, which is unheard of in any other conflict situation, but just shows how thoroughly political this has become and how much money and power is at stake, is that we have Hamas on the one hand that is desperate to stay in control. And given what had happened with Iran, their chief sponsor now is not in a state to provide them with anything anymore. And you have the UN and these humanitarian aid NGOs that want to work with Hamas because they themselves don't want to be cut out of the process. And so they're doing everything in their power to disrupt the success of the humanitarian foundation that's set up by the Americans.
But Hamas...
And I can't think of any other situation in the world where you have the UN actively obstructing a humanitarian aid mechanism to stop a terrorist organization from controlling the aid, which is what was happening before.
But Anne, Hamas has threatened legal penalties if anybody cooperates with this Gaza Humanitarian Foundation. So how does that impact the foundation's ability to actually operate?
Yeah, I mean, I think this just proves the point. That's why you have to get rid of Hamas from the system. This is why everyone is complaining about a need for a ceasefire. Israel has agreed to a ceasefire. Hamas doesn't want a ceasefire. It wants to stay in control. And the fact that they're threatening Gazans with not just, you know, fines and penalties, but also execution and torture, just proves why this organization has to be removed from Gaza. And the international community has to be committed to getting rid of this organization and their control. And it's just not happening.
But, Anne, I want to go back to the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation. Swiss authorities have dissolved its Geneva branch, and over 170 NGOs have condemned its operations. I mean, it's a lot of criticism coming in from around the world to this foundation. It feels like almost you, and maybe us as part of the radio station, are the lone voices who support it. I mean, how do you explain that there's so much condemnation against what this Gaza Humanitarian Foundation is trying to do?
Because, again, they don't want to lose their influence and money. There's billions of dollars at issue here. So all of these NGOs, Norwegian Refugee Council, Save the Children, all the NGOs operating there, all the UN agencies, UNICEF, they get billions and billions of dollars for this. They want to stay in control. For 20 years, they were actively collaborating with Hamas. There's ample evidence of this. And they don't want to give up their control. And what they're afraid of, and also because the whole process has become so politicized, they've gone against the humanitarian principles. It's so politicized. They hate Israel. They actively want Israel to not exist. This is part of their ethos. And they are going to do anything they can to ensure that Israel does not get a victory, because politically it doesn't fit with their agenda. So the number of NGOs does not matter to me. The entire world used to think the earth was flat. So the 200 self-interested NGOs that have billions of dollars at stake are complaining is not going to move the needle in terms of their credibility.
And I want to make sure that
they have a vested interest. Yeah.
I want to make sure that I'm understanding you correctly, and I know I am. You are saying that it is so much in the interest of these UN bodies that Israel and the United States don't succeed in this initiative of distributing aid in Gaza, that they would rather have the Gazans receive no aid than actually the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation work.
That is what it seems to be the case, and it's crazy. It's not, you will not see this dynamic in any other conflict in the world. It's absolutely insane. And these groups need to be held accountable. They are responsible for this war. They're the ones that allow 20 to 40% of all of their aid to be skimmed off by Hamas over a 20-year period. And why are the leaders of Hamas billionaires and living in mansion luxury in Doha? It's because they stole all of the aid. And these groups are liable for that. They are complicit. So it's not only the fact that in the future they may lose their money and power, they actually are facing serious legal problems. They could all themselves be prosecuted for complicity in war crimes and crimes against humanity for what happened on October 7th and afterwards. And that's also what's going on here. This is a political war, a dirty political war, where these groups are also responsible and have liability. And so they don't want America and Israel to succeed, because if they succeed, they are going to be out of business and maybe end up in jail, some of them. And that's really what this is about.
Reassure us, this Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, what makes you so confident that it is transparent, that it is not targeting and causing violence in Gaza, that its goals are really genuine and sincere?
They are sincere in their work. You cannot, as long as Hamas is there, you cannot get rid of violence, unfortunately. And the best way to ensure a better society in Gaza, a society that is free from violence and incitement and living under this terrorist regime, is to get rid of the regime. And that's the only way to guarantee it. So we've tried the old way. For 20 years, we tried the UN way, we tried the EU way, we tried the NGO way. It was an abject failure. So now they're trying something different.
And look at the resistance.
They're doing everything they can to block it.
Yeah.
Exactly. They're trying. And so they're not even giving it a chance, because they don't, again, they want to go back to the status quo. But the status quo is not a possibility. We're not going back to October 6th.
I mean,
that's impossible. Everything that's happened.
I mean, it's almost mind-boggling that the distribution of aid in Gaza for the people who need it has become so politicized by the very people and organizations who claim to help the Gaza population. That's Anne Herzberg, the legal advisor of NGO Monitor, based in Jerusalem. And thanks for always chatting with us, and it's always such a pleasure to hear your insights.